How's everybody? Are you blessed, highly filled, and prosperous, victorious, and anointed? Good. Are you more than the conqueror? Are you seated in heavenly places? Are you the righteousness of God? Well, praise God. Then you belong in the right place. Good God Almighty. Yeah, John 8:42. Let's speak. Jesus said to them, "If God were your Father, you would love me. For I proceed forth and came from God, nor have I come of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech? Because you're not able to listen to my word." Think about that. You know, when people backslide and fall, they're not able to hear God. They can't hear God correctly. So the voice of the stranger comes and familiar spirits follow. I'm going to say that again. The voice of the stranger comes and familiar spirits follow. And they pretend to be the Holy Spirit so they can mislead and misdirect individuals. And man, they'll swear that they heard from God. They'll try to convince themselves that they heard from God. Everybody with me? Why do you not understand my speech? Because you are not able to listen to my words. You are of your father the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. Think about that. What is it? What does the flesh want to do? The desires of the devil. So when people go into a backslidden condition of some sort, or what, something's brought them in there through anger, bitterness, unforgiveness, or whatever, you know, that Satan's greatest weapon is deception, they fall into a place where the desires of their flesh, the father of their flesh, are now taking prominence. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own what? Resource. Everyone say resources. You know why is the resources? Because he doesn't have a source. For he is a liar and the father of it. But because I tell you the truth, you do not believe me. Which of you convicts me of sin? And if I tell the truth, why do you not believe me? He who is of God hears God's words. Therefore, you do not hear because you're not of God. You know, people that fall in a backslidden condition are not of God at that time. Why? Because they've been taken captive where? In their mind. But there's something that we're going to talk about tonight. We're going to talk about source or resource. Source or resource. The devil's own resources because he has no source but self. Has everybody got it? Self is his resource. So when you and I were, was a source. So when you and I were born into this world, self was our source. We relied on us. Relied on people that loved us and cared for us. But God was not the source. So we relied on a lot of resources instead of the true source. We relied on a lot of sources of flesh and self. Is everybody with me? Everybody get this? Revelation chapter 1, verse 8. What did Jesus say? I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, says the Lord, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. He's the what? Beginning and the end. In other words, he is the source. He is the source. Revelation 3:14. Remember, Jesus proclaimed that he was the what? Way, truth, and life. He was the source. 3:14. And to the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things says the Amen, the faithful and the true what? Witness, the beginning of the creation of God. Ooh. The beginning in the of the creation of God. Where? In this reality. Oh, I can go all into this thing big time. Talk about the other folds and everything else, but we ain't gonna. I want you to just grab hold of this. These things says the Amen, the faithful, the true witness, and the beginning of the creation of God in this reality. Why? Because he's the source. See, he created himself as God in this reality. Because he is God. Revelation 21:6. And he said to me, it is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give of the fountain of the water of life freely to him who what? To him who thirsts. He who overcomes shall inherit all things and I'll be his God and he shall be my son. But the cowardly, unbelieving, abominable, murderers, sexual immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars will have their part in a lake of which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. He is the giver of life. He is the source of life. He's not the resource of life. He is the source of life. In the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, source. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. Now that's phenomenal. Right? He's proved that he's God. He's the source. In him was life. And the life was the light of men, and the light shines in darkness, and darkness did not comprehend it, and it still doesn't comprehend it. Amen? Without him, nothing was made. Why? Because he is the source. Colossians chapter 1, verse 15. You know, you think about all the times as we were in this world, and even many believers fall into that place where God's not the source yet, or in everything that they do. See, he must be the source of everything, not the resource. When he's the source of everything, he begins to use people to become resources for you. He uses things to become a resource for you, but it's first got to come from the source. Verse 15, he is the image of the invisible God and firstborn over all creation. For by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, in all things he may have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him all the fullness should dwell, and by him to reconcile all things to himself, by him whether things on earth, things in heaven, having made peace through the blood of his cross. And you who once were alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now he has reconciled in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and blameless and above reproach in his sight. If indeed you what? Continue in the faith, grounded and steadfast, and are not moved away from the hope of the gospel which you heard, which was preached to every creature under heaven, of which I, Paul, became a minister. So there's a, here it is. If you do this, amen, it's an if you do. If indeed you continue in the faith, grounded and steadfast, and not moved away from the hope of the gospel, then the Lord will continue to be your source. Amen. He will continue to be your source. He is the head of the body, the church, and the firstborn from the dead. Proverbs 8:22. So when you go to the Lord in the morning and you're praying, you're going to him as your source. And you're asking him to activate resources for you. Hallelujah. Verse 22, is everybody there? Let's speak it. The Lord possessed me at the beginning of his way, before his works of old. I have been established from everlasting, from the beginning before there was an earth. Ooh. When there was no depths, I was brought forth. When there was no fountains abounding with water. Before the mountains were settled, before the hills, I was brought forth. While as yet he had not made the earth or the fields or the primal dust of the world. When he prepared the heavens, I was there. When he drew a circle on the face of the deep. When he established the clouds above. When he strengthened the fountains of the deep. When he assigned to the sea its limit so that the waters would not transgress his command. When he marked out the foundations of the earth. Then I was beside him as a master craftsman. I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him, rejoicing in his inhabited world. And my delight was with the sons of men. Oh, how cool. Now, therefore, listen to me, my children, for blessed are those who keep my ways. Hear instruction and be wise. Do not disdain it. Blessed is the man who listens to me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the posts of my doors. For whoever finds me finds life and attains favor from the Lord. But he who sins against me wrongs his own soul. All those who hate me love death. And who is this? Wisdom. And isn't Jesus the wisdom? Amen. He's the source of all wisdom. But is there a resource of wisdom? Yes. Oh, hallelujah. 1 John chapter 2, verse 12. I write to you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you from his name's sake. I write to you, fathers, because you have known him who is from the beginning. I write to you, young men, because you have overcome the wicked one. I write to you, little children, because you have known the Father. I have written to you, fathers, because you have known him who is from the beginning. I have written to you, young men, because you are strong and the word of God abides in you, and you have overcome the wicked one. Why? Because he's writing to them because they know the source. Amen. They know the what? The source. Acts 4:11. This is the stone which was rejected by you builders, which has become the chief cornerstone. Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. Wow. Salvation source. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. Oh, it's good to fly through the Bible. Then God said, let us make man in our image. Wow. Let us make man in our image. That's a pretty awesome saying and a command from God. Let's take this dust and turn it into humanity. Let's make a being that's like us. Let us make man in our image according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created man. Male and female, he created them. Then God blessed them. And he said that to be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth, subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over every living thing that moves on the earth. He gave them dominion. Why? Because he was the source. And this is his, they, he used man as a what? Resource. So God created a resource for the earth. What? Man. Does everybody get it? Oh, hallelujah. And Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14. Remember, Adam named all the animals, right? Well, where did he get that information from? The source. Glory to God. So that's why we are known as stewards of the mysteries of God, ambassadors of Christ. Why? Because we know the source and we become resources for humanity. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14. For this reason I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in our inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, and that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. And amen. He does far above all we could ever ask or think. Why? Because he is the source. He's the source. We cannot lose sight that he is the source. And everything else is a resource. He provides far above all we could ever ask or think. Matthew 6, 31. Therefore do not what? Don't worry, be happy. Saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? What shall we wear? For after all these things the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God. In other words, the source. And his righteousness. That's the source. And all things will be added to you. Therefore do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. But first seek the source. Psalm 16, verse 7. I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel. My heart also instructs me in the night seasons. I have set the Lord always before me. Why? Because he's the source. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore, my heart is glad and my glory rejoices. My flesh also will rest in hope. For you will not leave my soul in hell, nor will you allow your Holy One to see corruption. You will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy, and at your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Hallelujah. Why? Because he's your source. Setting the Lord before us. Proverbs 3, verse 1. My son, do not forget my law, but let your heart keep my commands. For length of days and long life and peace they will add to you. Let not mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. And so find favor and high esteem in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not on your own resources. In all your ways acknowledge him and he will what? Shall direct your path. Don't be wise in your own eyes. Those are called wise guys. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. it'll be health to your strength. I mean, it'll be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. I love it. Ezekiel 36, verse 24. For I'll take you from among the nations, gather you out of all countries, and bring you into your own land. Then I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you shall be clean. I will cleanse you from all your filthiness and from all of your idols. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you will keep my judgments and do them. Why? Because he's going to put his spirit in us. His spirit, the source spirit. Think about this. The source is living in us. The source of all creation, the source of all things, the source of all knowledge is living in us. The source. John 14, 25. These things I have spoken to you while being present with you. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, who is the what? He's the Father's source, isn't he? Whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things. Woohoo! And bring to your remembrance all things that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You have heard me say to you, I am going away and coming back to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice because I said, I am going to the Father, for my Father is greater than I. And the Holy Spirit is the Father's source for me and you. Amen? Why? It's his spirit. How many of y'all know God can share his spirit with us? You know, we have a peanut brain hard comprehending that stuff. And I'm going to close at Romans 8, 26. The Holy Spirit. That's why it's important. That's why he introduced us to the Holy Spirit. When Jesus left, because he was here on the earth as the source, then he left his spirit here as the source. That's why many people are confused, because they don't have fellowship with the source. They need a source up. Hallelujah. Romans 8, 26. Let's speak it. Glory to God. Likewise, the Spirit, who is the what? The source. Also helps us in our weaknesses. For we don't know what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groans which cannot be uttered. Now he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God and to those who are called according to his purpose. For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he predestined, these he also called. Whom he called, these he also justified. And whom he justified, these he also glorified. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? The source. The source. Acknowledge him in all of your ways, and he will guide your path. Acknowledge the source all the time. Don't fall into the area of resource. So many times we have a tendency to look for the resources and bypass the source. When you go to the source, he'll guide you to the resource. He'll send something across your path. You just never know how, when, or where. Just stop bypassing the source and trying to get to the resource. Amen? Praise God. Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. Seal what you've established in us and every seed of tonight's teaching, that we may constantly acknowledge you as the source of our life. our hope, our strength. You are the source of our healing. You are the source of our deliverance. You are the source of our joy. So let it be known tonight, Lord, you're the source, and everything else is a resource, in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen.